Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Balaji Pharmaceuticals Limited Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Maheshwari, Chairman and Managing Director of Balaji Pharmaceuticals. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. A very warm welcome to Balaji Pharmaceuticals Limited's earnings conference call for the second quarter ended September 30, 2022. Our investor presentation is already uploaded on the stock exchanges and our website for your reference. I'll take you through some of the key highlights of our business and recent performance parameters. Subsequently, we look forward to an interaction session with all of you to take the conversation forward and give you a deep perspective of our outlook on the business. From the standpoint of the frontier matters that we address here at Balaji Pharma, on aggregate, the collective GDP of these countries in Latin America and Africa already in our visibility is about $400 billion. These countries have been identified on the basis of the long-term potential that they hold for growth in the space that we operate in, with aggregate pharma imports of $6 billion annually. We currently have our own distribution network reaching deep into Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Dominican Republic in Latin American markets. In addition, we have established a wide and deep presence in Angola over the last several years. These markets have significant dependence on generic drug imports, the demand for which is expanding rapidly, and the outlook of other expansion remains robust. We expect to leverage our existing framework to expand presence in more countries in these regions, including Nicaragua, Chile, and Ecuador in Latin America, and Central African Republic in the African continent. Historically, we have created an offshore supply chain mechanism across India, China, and Portugal. Recently, we announced our intention to set up an EU GMP compliant pharmaceutical manufacturing unit located near Hyderabad, which is currently in implementation and will create a significant measure of supply integration and control once it is operationalized. This quarter marks the third consecutive quarter post complete consolidation of the Angola business. Therefore, when it comes to our Q2 FY23 revenue and margin performance, year-on-year numbers are not strictly comparable and only sequential comparison would be appropriate. Our pharmaceutical revenues are up 50% as we continue to proliferate in the Latin American geographies, apart from a consolidated presence in Angola. Our revenues for this quarter stood at 86.40 crores, delivering 4.3% growth quarter-on-quarter. This was mainly driven on the back of strong volume growth in Latin American markets. Within the pharmaceutical segment, the established geographies of Dominican Republic and Guatemala delivered strong expansion. Meanwhile, we expect Honduras and El Salvador, which are currently at a nascent stage, to witness encouraging scale-up in revenues in the coming quarters. We expect to see further improvements in all these countries on the back of the products launched, as well as significant pipeline of products which are scheduled to be launched as per plan. Our Q2 operating EBITDA is 14.80 crores, has seen a sequential increase of 5.2% despite absorbing higher cost structure in several newly launched operations in countries that should scale up to potential over the next few years. Meanwhile, EBITDA margins stood at 17.1%, increased by over 46 basis points compared to the previous quarter. Here it is pertinent to highlight the profitability in markets that are relatively well established remains stable. In addition, our operating margins reflect cost absorption of new geographical expansion that will be expected to see higher contribution in future. Profit after tax stood at 15.50 crores, which is a 28.5% increase from the previous year, same quarter. Earnings for the share for the quarter was given at 15.49. Having said that, we remain positive on our business outlook on the back of 745 product registrations in 6 countries at present and 646 new registrations submitted or in the pipeline to be submitted to various departments of health in various countries. During Q2, as discussed earlier, we initiated our manufacturing initiative and supporting the project was successful issuance of equity shares and warrants aggregating to 49.36 crores on a preferential basis. Proceeds are utilized to part finance a planned EU GMP compliant facility for oral solid dosages and liquid injectables. We completed land acquisition previously. A leading consultant has been appointed for project execution, and the groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled on December 12th of this year. Commissioning is targeted in March of 2024. With this, I thank you for your attention and close my opening comments. We will now be happy to address your questions on this call and look forward to an interactive session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Faisal Hawa from HG Hawa & Co. Please go ahead.
How much of the new machineries and this thing has been ordered out, and are our limits also in place from the banks? And is there any kind of a cost overrun that we foresee in future, in the near future, where we have gone wrong on any kind of costings or
Right.
So, did you say 2024 we will be commissioning the unit?
March 2024 we'll be commissioning the unit.
Okay.
The groundbreaking is on December 12th of this month. Right now, we are working on the detailed designing part of it. And we should be floating the tender for the civil works in the next 2 weeks or so. And we will ensure that on December 12th, we start our actual construction. That is one.
And sir, what is the peak revenue we can expect from this plant?
From this plant itself, right?
Yes.
So what I would like to mention here is that this plant is firstly a backward integration project. And secondly, this plant will open up new markets for us after we get the EU GMP approval. Let's say 6 months after we operationalize this plant, we hope to get the EU GMP approval. So once we get the EU GMP approval, there will be many more markets which will be open for us in Southeast Asia, in Central, in Latin America also. Having said that, I first said that it is a backward integration project. So we will see two major results by investing in this asset. One is our costings are going to go down, because right now it's a completely outsourced model. So the cost of our product will actually go down, one. Two, we'll have much better control over the delivery period that we want for our particular products. Second, and third, we'll be having an edge in the market with the quality of the products being EU GMP compliant. So the other competitors that we face in this field today in Latin America and Africa also source from WHO GMP plants like ours. They are not sourcing from an EU GMP plant. So our quality will have an edge, and quality plays a major, major role in Latin America. So that is the edge we'll get immediately in the very first financial year of the plan getting operationalized in 24-25. We'll see profitability going up. We'll see volumes going up. And we'll also see, entering new markets. And then the direct benefits of revenues getting increased from the plants will start from 25 and 26, right? So 24-25, we'll be seeing these things where profitability will go up, and we'll be quick in the market, we'll be seeing much better quality, and we expect it will have a price commanding price of over 3-4%, we'll be able to command a better price.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question. I had a query on the on the cost front. So how do you see the trajectory of solvent prices and the different APIs? Since the base prices have started declining, so has that passed on to solvent prices as, and APIs and others in this Q3 as well?
API prices was on a rising trajectory for the past 1 year or so, but from the last 2-3 months, we are seeing prices softening both in APIs and in packing materials. And going forward, we think the upward trajectory has now plateaued out, and prices may go down a bit, but they will definitely not go up from here now, because there was a major increase in raw material prices.
And in terms of the solvent prices, which is linked to crude, that has declined significantly?
No, I am not in a position to tell you about solvent prices right now, and I only follow API prices.
Sure, sir. And lastly, on since most of the, like, we import from China as well, so the current lockdown, which has been going on in China, so is there any supply disruption in terms of raw materials for us or for the industry as a whole?
No, we have not seen any supply disruptions. In spite of what we read in the media of the continued lockdowns, we are not seeing any supply chain disruptions in the pharmaceutical sectors.
Okay, so I understand that most of that would come through the sea route. Right? So none of the ports of China is under lockdown. That's what I mean.
It's not that all the ports are under lockdown. They are working a little slowly. So the transit time has gone up a bit. But as it stands, the market is not seeing any disruptions is what I can tell you. Raw materials are coming into India. Our finished formulations are being shipped from China on time. We are not seeing supply chain delays, what we saw 1 year back, or probably 2 years back. We are not seeing that now. Things have stabilized. Ocean freight has stabilized. Ocean freight had gone up by 400% 1.5 years back, which has now come back to normal levels of, we are just paying off 50% more of what we used to pay earlier. So things are stabilizing in spite of what we are reading in the media. We are not seeing major supply chain disruptions.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering the question.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Mr. Maheshwari, there is no more questions to ask. Should I hand over?
Yeah.
Okay. As there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Maheshwari for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Faisal, and thank you, Yogesh, for attending the conference. And I would like to thank all our attendees who are attending on this call. I look forward to my interaction on the next earnings call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Balaxy Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.